Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 5 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic, E. Jean Carroll. Now, some of you are probably saying, who? Okay, let me give you a little bit of backstory. E. Jean Carroll is the columnist who did work at the time, for Elle magazine here in New York City. She is the woman who has said that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, raped her. Now, let me tell you more about this story. According to Ms. Carroll, Donald Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-90s. I believe it was 1995. Now, for some of you who do not live in New York or who have never visited New York, Bergdorf Goodman is one of the most popular and busiest department stores in New York. It may not be as big as Macy's, which is the biggest in the world, in the country, but it's very popular and always very busy. Now, we are supposed to believe that Donald Trump, who at the time was married to Marla Maples, who was a model and who had a child with Donald Trump, Tiffany, that he met this woman, E. Jean Carroll, and the rape occurred inside a dressing room in the middle of the day where no one seen him and no one heard anything. According to her, she struggled. According to her, she screamed, but no one heard her in the middle of the day in a department store dressing room. Now, she also says that she has the same black wool coat dress, that's what they used to call certain dresses back then, that she wore. So my question is, if she experienced such a traumatic event in her life, such as rape, she still has the dress? And am I to understand that a woman who has a decent amount of money, has a very good job, that she would still have the same dress that's out of style, which she would not even wear ever again, in her closet? That makes no sense. She had said that it was a colossal struggle when she first released this information. What is a colossal struggle in regards to a rape? Who knows? Only E. Jean Carroll knows what's in her mind. When E. Jean Carroll decided to make it even more public, she decided to be interviewed by Anderson Cooper on CNN, basically the shithole that is CNN. Now, putting aside CNN, throughout his career, Anderson Cooper has won awards. He has been to war zones. He's been to war-torn countries. You have to admit, putting aside his political beliefs right now, he is an award-winning journalist, and he's done quite a lot. Now, when E. Jean Carroll sat down with Anderson Cooper, and Anderson asked her all these questions, while she was talking about her attack and her rape, she was laughing. Now, I don't know about any of you, but I know a few people who have been raped, both women and men, and even who have been molested as children. When talking about it, I have never remember any one of them laughing. When she was being questioned by Anderson to give more information and to be a little bit more detailed and to be a little bit more upfront of what happened during that attack, she couldn't do it. She kept on repeating her words over and over while giggling. You can also see that while Anderson was interviewing her and asking her questions, that he felt very uncomfortable and actually at one point looked scared because she looked like she was off her rocker. Now, some of you may attack me for that. Some of you may say, how could you make fun of a rape victim? I'm not making fun of a rape victim. I'm not attacking her. I'm showing you and telling you what I saw in the interview. And I wasn't the only one who saw it. Millions of people on television did. She was told that after she released this information that she was raped by the president, that Elle magazine fired her. And the reason they fired her was because of the rape allegation. Miss Carroll, I don't think they fired you because of a rape allegation, even though we as a country know it was false and that you lied. I think they fired you because they see that you need to get help. There have been many speculations and many attacks against the president, but it seems that none have been proven. This is the most disgusting thing that could happen, that someone could say that someone did such a heinous crime to them, really. Because, like I said, a crowded department store in the middle of a day, but a man was in a woman's dressing room. He was raping her. According to her, it was a colossal struggle. No one saw a thing. No one heard anything. And she didn't mention this back in 1995. She mentioned this year. Okay? So many years later. Okay? Doesn't make any sense. Why do this? Because this is another way for the Democrats to try to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump. They don't like the fact that he's not taking orders from them and that he's doing what a president is supposed to be doing, caring and taking care of the American people. So she's still suing him. She's going to see if she can get probably money from him, because this is where that's going. And the thing is that people need to understand, and that when they see people like this, they should get them help, because this woman clearly needs help. So that concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad when you get a chance. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions at thetrumpsquadpodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to try to make America great again.